Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiki K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, and good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Got a great show for you lined up. Going to be talking about again about refinances. Fantastic time in the marketplace right now. Rates are continue to be low, and just a fantastic time if you've gotten a mortgage in the last couple years. Chances are very good that we can look at maybe substantially improving your rate, improving your monthly payment, and saving you a lot of money over a 30-year term, even a 15-year term. Maybe a lot of clients are looking at to reduce their mortgage term right now. So we've got a great show lined up for you. We got Laura Lale in studio with us. Laura is a team member at Mortgage Right. Laura, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing so very well. Thank you. We're pushing into mid-October. Fourth quarter of 2019 here, and rates continue to be fantastic, trending low, and so you know we're going to get into that. But you know, give us a quick rundown of who you are and kind of what you do for our Mortgage Right team here locally in the Rock Hill Fort Mill area.
Yeah, so I am actually the loan coordinator for Mortgage Right. So what that means is I help the loan officers get the loans in and originated, meaning that we help, you know, structure the deals, make sure that it's the best bang for your buck, make sure you're in the right program, make sure that you have a seamless process to get that loan through to closing and that you close on time. So those are my main focuses, but also just connecting, you know, our team to the community, right, and making sure that we're matching the right people with the right people.
Yeah. And you do a lot of the kind of the client focus for my team, of course, you know, connecting and communicating with the clients, really making sure that they have a phenomenal experience. You know, a lot of times in this business, things just get continually missed, documents are re-requested. So you kind of fill that niche for my team, and making sure that clients have a phenomenal experience. And obviously, all my clients are continuing to rave about what the job that you do. So we're so thankful to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, so many people go into this process, and even if they've done it before, even if they haven't done it in the last few years, things have really changed. So it's nice to just have a point person from start to finish to kind of guide you through the process so that you feel comfortable with what's being expected and what you're having to do.
Right. So so give us a quick rundown of you know, kind of your experience and everything that you've done that kind of brought you to this point. Obviously, you're a huge asset to our team, very instrumental in the process. And as we're talking about refinances here coming shortly, tell us about your experience working with those clients and kind of give us some background on that.
Yeah. So, you know, I was in the banking industry back in the 90s. So I remember when our CD rates looked really good and our mortgage rates were not as attractive.
Right.
So working through banking for 15 years with some big names like First Union, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, I got to see the big bank side of things for a long time.
You kind of covered the gamut of those big banks too.
Right. And so it was nice whenever I got into mortgage about 5 years ago, just strictly mortgage origination, because I had been doing origination of, you know, lines of credit for real estate and lot loans and commercial lending, but mortgage is a little bit of a different animal. And so I transitioned with a bank, with SunTrust, great experience for a few years, but I quickly learned that to be able to give my clients the level of service that they deserved, I needed to be with a smaller, more community-focused boutique firm.
Yeah.
And so that's actually when we met. And I worked for some boutique firms in the Charlotte market, got a lot of really good experience, and have seen rates be at all-time lows for years. And
right,
then within the last couple of years, start trending back up. And, you know, people are freaking out.
Yeah.
Because you have people who have never seen rates up in the fives and sixes.
Right.
So yeah, it's been a ride.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting, you know, where we're at right now, where we've been at for years now. But you know, when I first got into this business back in 2004, we were kind of going through that kind of initial refinance boom. And I remember I'd be talking with clients and, you know, they'd ask, hey, what can we get my rate down to? And I was thrilled. I would be able to tell them, we can get you down to 5.75%. And these clients were just ecstatic about dropping below 6%, yeah. You know, because they had rates at, you know, 7, 8, even 9% at the time. And to be able to drop below 6% was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's not many people, certainly the younger people that have been buying houses for the past decade don't really understand that, you know, a rate below 4%, you know, is just really almost unheard of historically. But, you know, we've been so spoiled. So, you know, we've been doing this for a long time and we're kind of in, you know, a small little refinance boom right now, even though that rates have been so very low for, you know, for really the past decade since the mortgage crash back in 2009 and 10. But even for as low as they've been for the past decade, rates have dropped even lower, which is really kind of allowing a lot of people to look at their current mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we do that with them, give them a full analysis and potentially save them, you know, hundreds of dollars a month or, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan, even hundreds of thousands, depending on, you know, kind of their situation and where they're at right now. So we're going to get into that. If you have any questions during or after the show, please give us a call, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got Laura Lail here in studio with us. And if you give us a call and we're working with you, she's going to be very instrumental in getting you to the closing table and helping you save some money. So call us anytime. So, Laura, let's kind of get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. Talk about refinance. And so what is going on right now in the marketplace that's kind of driving this conversation to talk about refinancing today?
You know, I want to say that we are busier right now with refinances than we've been in years.
Yeah.
And I think a lot is driving that. The news, people are seeing what the talk is right now. They know
right.
that rates are kind of doing a roller coaster, mm-hmm. But that it's a really good time if you were thinking about taking equity out of your home for anything, any reason at all. And there's so many reasons to do that. Now's the time. Don't wait.
Right.
If you've been on the fence about purchasing, now's the time.
Don't
wait. Because the predictions are that we're not going to stay in this sweet spot, right? So you need to take advantage of it now. And I think that people have now owned their home because a lot of people bought when the rates dropped years ago. And they've owned their home now long enough that they have that equity. And they're deciding whether or not they're going to stay there long term. And that's what's provoking the refinance conversation.
Right. So a lot of things going on in the news and the marketplace or the economy that's kind of driving, you know, this decrease in rates, obviously, which is creating this potential, you know, little mini refinance boom. So kind of talk about, you know, the different, you know, reasons that someone would want to call, at least have a conversation with us about potentially saving some money with a refinance.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. You've got people calling right now that you wouldn't expect to call for a refi.
Right.
People that are much older that may even, you know, be halfway through paying their mortgage off, but they're in a situation now where they're on a fixed income. Maybe they need to do some remodeling to their house. Maybe they need to pay off some debt. And so that's been, I would say, the primary reason for people looking at refinances, you know, is to lower their debt, lower their interest rates, and get work done on their house. Because all of that can be done with a refinance. And
yeah.
With the rates where they are, it's actually more attractive to do that right now with a full refinance than to try to do a second mortgage.
Right. So let's kind of break it down into the different potential reasons for a refinance. Obviously, there's the cash out refinance,
mm-hmm.
which is doing a refinance and taking out more of the equity than you currently owe on a mortgage. So you're going to pay off the old mortgage, get a new mortgage with additional cash left over. Why would someone do that?
Well, a couple different reasons. When you look at taking cash out of the equity of your home, of course, there's tax advantages to that, right?
Right. That with the mortgage interest deduction.
Right. You're not going to get by using a credit card or going and taking out an unsecured loan. Right. So I would say that's one of the primary reasons that people do
it. So you
would
do that to maybe pay off some credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
Of course, any remodeling you need done to your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting to do an upgrade, maybe you are thinking about selling in a few years, but there's some work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And you want that to be paid off when you sell that home. Why not just use the equity in your home to do it?
Right.
It's a pretty clean process. So I would say that's probably one of the top reasons that people look to refinance is to get the work done on their house. The great thing about that, we always get calls about people wanting to do renovation loans, right?
Right.
There's so many rules and guidelines to doing those renovation loans. If you do a cash out refi, you actually get to control that process.
Right.
You get to pick who works on your home. You can subcontract. You can do the work yourself. So taking that cash out refi really puts the control back in your hands about how the work gets done, when, and by who.
Right. And the rates are a little bit lower, a little bit less expensive because you don't have to have inspections throughout the process.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we definitely get those calls a good bit. So as we do the cash out refinance, you know, paying off debt, eliminating, you know, some debt, restructuring debt maybe, and, of course, maybe looking to improve upon your home. Great reasons for a cash out refinance. Obviously, the other type of refinance is just what we call a rate term refinance, basically just refinancing your current mortgage, right? Why would someone look to do that?
Right. All day long, let's lower the rate. Let's lower the overall interest I'm going to pay long term on the loan. Maybe you want to lower the term. Maybe you did a 30-year, but rates are so good. Maybe your income's increased. Maybe you want to knock it down to a 20 or a 15 and save on long-term interest.
Right. Yeah, and when you look at going from a 30-year term, say you're 2 years into a 30-year term, you got 28 years left, you know, there's potential that you could drop down to a 20-year without really even increasing your payment, and you're eliminating 8 years of payment. So if, you know, your principal and interest payment is $1,000 a month, you know, that's $12,000 a year, you know, times eight, that's $96,000. That you could eliminate, and then that doesn't even include the compounding interest. So it's going to be a $96,000 minimum, and probably another $20,000 or so on the reduction of interest. So just potentially $100,000 in savings right there.
And that's why people should at least have the conversation. Like you said, even if they just purchased a year or two ago, between what rates have done just over the last year,
right?
I mean, even if they don't drop to the 20-year term, if they can decrease their rate by 0.5% or more, it's still worth that conversation for the interest they're going to save.
100%. And so we're going to get into kind of like the programs and products out there available for looking at a refinance. But, you know, we just kind of summed it up with the two potential reasons for a refinance, right? Either you cash out, refinance, eliminate debt, home improvement, what have you, and then just the rate term refinance, redoing your current mortgage to decrease your term, decrease your interest rate, decrease your payment, what have you, which, you know, either one of those options are going to save you a lot of money. So if you have questions, want to look into this, give us a call during or after the show, 704-999-6646. I am your host, Brandon Kohlberg. I'll be happy to take your phone call. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I have Laura Lale here in studio with us. So, Laura, someone give us a call, run us through the kind of the refinance process, even if it's just, hey, here's where I'm at, what can you do for me?
Right. So, you know, people always get scared to call because they're like, they're going to make me do an application. They're going to make me do an application. I'm not ready. I just want to have a conversation. I don't want anyone to pull
my
credit.
They're going to pull my credit. It's going to hurt
right.
my scores. Yeah.
Right. So I think that's what hinders people and keeps them from calling. And, you know, some mortgage companies probably do that. You know, some mortgage companies are about quantity and not quality.
Right.
We don't want to pull your credit unless it's going to benefit you. So we would rather have a 5 to 10 minute conversation and get down to the nuts and bolts of what you're trying to do and make sure it's going to benefit you, because that just saves us time, too.
Right. And it kind of goes to the heart of, you know, kind of where we're at as a mortgage company, mortgage provider, we really look at the entire picture, the entire financial picture, kind of take a holistic approach to everyone's individual, you know, financial well-being. We truly want, you know, our clients to succeed financially, and obviously a mortgage is a big part of that.
Yeah.
Making sure that they've got the lowest rate, lowest payment possible. You know, I've got clients right now, neighbors, in fact, that are refinancing down to a 20-year because they want to time the payoff of their mortgage to their kids going into college. And so obviously that's a, you know, fantastic goal to have. So we're working with them right now to move them from a 30-year to a 20-year. So, you know, lots of reasons, again, to look at that. But
well, and we're going to break down the numbers, right? So I think people, they want to hear the numbers. They want to see the numbers. And we do a lot of that work up front before we even pull the credit.
Right.
Right. And not just, okay, how much is this going to save me per month? Or how much interest is this going to save me long term? But what's your long term plan? Are you going to be in the house 5 years from now? And depending on the cost, which in most cases with a refinance, there's no out of pocket cost because you can roll everything in. But what does that look like depending on how long you're going to be in the home?
Right.
So we want to look at all of that before we even get to the point of taking an application to make sure you're doing the right thing and give you real honest advice.
Right. And that's such a big part of it is the long-term plan. And like you said, you know, you can call up some of these banks or these, you know, online lenders. Let's be honest. They're just order takers. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know everything to look at. We're very much interested in your full financial picture and how to best help from that standpoint. So some of the questions that we're going to ask is, you know, what are your long-time plans for this house? You know, when what do you have coming up, you know, next year, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? For my current clients, like I just mentioned, it's 20 years down the road. They've got young kids, maybe about 18 years down the road. That they're going to have kids in college, and their goal is to be mortgage debt free by the time their kids go to college. So, which is again, a fantastic goal. So it's really about asking the questions and not just, you know, taking an order. But again, we talk about all the time. It's about being true experts in our field, and making sure we're doing, number one, what's best for the client, and then, of course, making sure they have a phenomenal experience during that process.
Oh, I think the experience is number one. This is, you know, not always the easiest process. So you need to be comfortable with your decision up front.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, we're going to be asking you for documentation. We're going to be asking you a lot of questions about that process. You need to be sure up front that you're making the right decision, because you don't want to get halfway through this process and decide it's not the right thing for you.
Right.
So you want to be with someone who you feel like, and you're confident that is telling you the right thing, knows what they're doing, and is going to hold your hand through the entire process and get you to the finish line. And then at the end, you're going to be able to celebrate and be like, yes, this was the right decision. And now look at what I can do for my family.
Right.
You know, I've actually reached my financial goal and I'm on my way to doing whatever it is next, whatever that next step is for me. But that all starts with that first initial conversation. If you're having a conversation with someone about a refinance or a purchase for that matter, and you don't feel good about what they're telling you, or you're not comfortable in that conversation, and you don't feel like you can easily reach back out to them at any point during that process to get help, there's something wrong.
100%. Yeah. And so that initial conversation, you know, we're not just going to talk about, you know, the numbers on the mortgage too. There's lots of different ways where, again, taking a holistic approach to someone's, you know, financial well-being, we're going to look at some different numbers too. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to recommend an insurance agent that we work with to save money on their homeowner's insurance. We do that from time to time, or every time. Sometimes there's certainly money to be saved on their homeowner's insurance. You know, maybe it's planning for retirement, or, you know, some goal long term down the road. You know, we'll work with your financial advisor. If you don't have one, you know, we can certainly recommend one, and we can work congruently with that financial advisor or with your current homeowner's insurance agent, what have you, to make sure that, number one, you're well covered from an insurance perspective. And you've got great rates on your homeowner's insurance, making sure you're tracking towards your retirement goals if you have a financial advisor. If you don't, you know, we can help implement that. And so you can track your goals towards retirement. And again, a mortgage is a big piece of your financial well-being. And so we take a holistic approach in that initial conversation and throughout the process, really, to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to help you succeed financially.
You know, we recently had a couple that called us for a refinance. This couple's in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they called us because they wanted to get the floors redone in their house. Mm-hmm. Because their plan is within the next 10 years, they're probably going to sell that house and downsize.
Right.
But through that process, we discovered the amount of credit card debt that they have. They were paying over $1,000 a month just in credit card debt.
Crazy.
And this is a couple, fixed income, husband works part-time driving a school bus, but they're literally living paycheck to paycheck. But the floors in their house had gotten so bad that they had to do this. They didn't have a choice.
Right.
We were able to not only give them the money to redo their floors, but they had enough equity in the house and the rates had gotten to such a point that we could refinance all of their debt. We increased their cash flow by over $1,000 a month. That was huge for them at the end of that closing.
That's huge for anybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, what a fantastic story and a, you know, a testament to the fact that, you know, we do look at the full picture. And that was certainly a situation where, you know, no one deserves to be, you know, straddled like that with, you know, with debt. And so, you know, they just didn't know that they maybe had some opportunities to do that. It was the fact that they needed some flooring redone in their home to make it, number one, livable for them. And then number two, to be able to sell that, you know, a little bit down the road so they can, you know, maybe stop working the part-time job, fully retire, and downsize.
Well, and here's the kicker to that. Paying off all of that credit card debt is going to make their score skyrocket.
Right, their credit scores.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now the plan is, in a couple of years, they're going to be able to sell that house, and their credit's going to be in a position that they can go buy the house that they want.
Right.
Which they were teetering on the point of not being able to do that.
Right.
If the credit card debt had kept going the way it was going. So it was just a really good all-around situation for them to do that refinance. And we were able to look at long-term plans, which made them really, really happy.
Yeah, certainly that type of credit card debt on fixed income is a kind of a snowball effect. You know, it's just going to continue to increase. You're not going to be able to pay it down. Maxed out credit cards will just destroy your credit score. Then, of course, you start getting behind and your credit score goes in the tank. And then you're probably looking at bankruptcy, losing the house, losing the house potentially, getting foreclosed on, and all that was kind of saved with a cash out refinance to eliminate all their debt, help get them some extra cash for their flooring project, and save them over $1,000 a month.
Yeah. I mean, they were able to pay off medical debt. I mean, it was just such a good situation.
Yeah.
And I don't think that people realize all of that started from, you know, a 10-minute conversation.
Right.
So when they reached out to us, they didn't know if they could do anything.
Right.
So just that's why I keep pressing the matter of just have the conversation. If you've had this in the back of your mind, or you're strapped with debt, or you need to remodel or do some stuff to the house, it doesn't hurt to have the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. If you were in that situation, or better yet, if you know someone in that situation, we would love to have a conversation with them. We would love to help out. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. You are listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Again, please call us. We would love to help you or anyone you know out with just looking at your financial well-being, seeing if there's some money that we could help you save. Again, it doesn't have to be on the mortgage side. We'll look at the homeowner's insurance. You know, we even look at some personal finances, see if, you know, there's some money that you could save there. So we'll take, again, a full holistic approach to that. And we just really want to help out our community. So with that, Laura, what is there a right time to refinance, or is there a wrong time to refinance? What's the story there?
You know, I don't want to say that there's a wrong time. However, you know, mortgage is a fickle thing that people need to be aware of, some of the guidelines and parameters that come with doing a mortgage, whether you're doing a refinance or a purchase. You know, if you're out of work right now, we're going to be asking about your income.
Right.
So, you know, I always, you know, have people who come to us and either they just quit their job to start their dream of owning their own business, or you know, maybe they did just file bankruptcy, mm-hmm. or there's situations that could hinder you from being able to refinance right now. Again, you're not going to know that unless you have the conversation. You need to talk to an expert. So I don't want to put it out there that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't have the conversation, because you should always have the conversation. But you need to educate yourself based on your situation. So when you're calling someone about a refinance, you're kicking the tires. If you've had any life changes, there's anything mm-hmm. going on like that, just be upfront and tell your loan officer about those things. If you've had a foreclosure, you've filed bankruptcy, you're in between jobs, maybe you're being displaced from your job and you're going to be on a severance package in a month. Those are things that they need to know upfront.
Is there, when someone's looking at potential refinancing, is there a difference? Is there a reason that they should call, you know, us, the Carolinas Mortgage Team at Mortgage Right, versus, you know, their local bank?
Yes. Okay. So many reasons. So again, you know, I worked for the bank for a long time, you know, so I'm not knocking the bank. However, if you don't get the right person at the bank who's been doing this for a while and knows what they're doing, you are a number to them. And this is a real life-changing conversation, right? You're trying to talk about long-term financing. You need to be talking to an expert, so you need to vet that person. But the main thing about a bank is the way that their whole process works. You know, not just them having that conversation and taking your application, but what happens after they take the application? Who does your loan file go to next? And what kind of control does the bank have over what's happening with your loan file through the entire process? Many of the banks, especially your bigger banks, have something called centralized underwriting, which means you could have the best loan officer in the world that's been doing this for 20 years. But as soon as they take your application and get your documents, your file goes completely out of their hands. Kind of goes into a black hole for a couple of months.
I'd call it the seventh circle of hell.
And that's where people tend to lose faith and get really, really frustrated with the mortgage process.
Right.
Because they think, I've banked with this bank for 20 years. They have all of my accounts. They've got my car loan, my credit card, my money market. Why shouldn't they have my mortgage? Just because they're good at all those other things and give you great rates on the money you keep with them doesn't mean that they're going to handle your mortgage correctly.
So let's talk about that, because that is one of the objections I get when I'm talking with someone about a potential refinance. They tell me, well, I'm just going to do it with my bank because they've got my current mortgage or they got my checking account, so I won't need – it'll be a much smoother process. So let me just head that off right now. Every mortgage, whether it's a new home purchase or a refinance, has to go through certain processes and procedures, follow federal guidelines. Just because you have checking accounts with a particular bank doesn't mean you don't have to provide them the same documentation that you would provide me. And quite frankly, their process is going to be a lot worse. We've both been there, Laura and I, and seen it firsthand. And I can tell you the reason that I work with a company like Mortgage Right is because we can kind of control that process. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do, we want to enhance the client experience. And so it's just a way different level of service. You know, the banks are trying to sell you, you know, IRAs and brokerage accounts and checking accounts and savings accounts and a mortgage account and a car loan and all these things. I'm focused on one thing, providing a well-rounded financial plan through a mortgage. So it is a much different experience.
Yeah. You know, whenever I was with the bank, the worst feeling was, you know, even before I got into mortgage origination, having a client that had been my client for 5+, 10+ years, they want to refinance their mortgage. I send them to the loan officer and they've got A+ credit. They've got a ton of assets with our company, but for whatever reason, we can't get their mortgage done. And even if we can, we told them we could get it done in 30 days. 30 turns into 60, 60 turns into 90. And now they're ready to pull every account that they have from the bank because of the experience they had trying to do their mortgage.
Yep.
And I saw that time and time again. And then when I jumped into the mortgage field, became a loan officer myself, and had built those relationships with those clients, I got to see firsthand how easily I lost control of that process after taking the application.
At the bank.
Right, at the bank. So just like you, That's why I made the switch. That's why I now work for a mortgage firm and not a bank, because we have in-house processes. If something's not getting done or we need an explanation on a document, we have a direct line to that person. We can walk up and tap them on the shoulder and have a conversation and get it handled. Whereas with the bank, you don't have that.
You don't have to walk down to the seventh circle of hell to get what you need.
Exactly. Okay. Or go through three or four or five different people and then five states away and still don't get an answer. I mean, it's just how it is.
Yeah. And you know, you kind of mentioned that you may have a good loan officer at a bank and then it goes into their, you know, their black hole operational system, what have you. You know, I'll just say it pretty clearly. The banks just don't have great LOs anymore because of that. All the banks' good loan officers have pretty much left, right?
Yeah.
And so you get stuck when you're working with a bank, you get stuck with someone even on the front end who maybe not know as knowledgeable as he or she may need to be, has not maybe the experience that he or she needs to have. And so maybe the loan is not structured or set up correctly in the very beginning. So when it does get into their operational system, then it just compounds the problems that their operation system does have. And so it's just a very different experience working with someone who's done, you know, thousands of loans, thousands of mortgages, and is able to kind of control the process and make sure that the client's needs and personal well-being are priority number one.
Well, and how many times have we gotten the call that people have started the process with their bank and not even that they had a bad experience, but ended up not being able to do the loan for them because of their guidelines all the time? So they go through this whole process, jump through the hoops with their bank, and get promised the moon and the stars. And then a week, 2 weeks before their loan's supposed to be finalized, they get told, "I'm sorry, we've got this guideline that prevents us from doing your loan," whatever that looks like, credit score, income, self-employed, you know. So we end up being the rescue person for those deals a lot.
Yeah.
And they would have saved so much time and frustration if they had just started with a mortgage firm up front.
Right. Started with us.
Started with us. Yes.
So if you want to start with us or just at least have the initial conversation, call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, talking about refinancing today. You know, should you look into refinancing? Of course, you should absolutely have a conversation to see if there's potential benefits for you to save money, to decrease your term, to maybe get cash out for home projects, or to eliminate debt. And again, we'll take a look at everything else too. Can we help you save some money on your homeowner's insurance? You know, can we help you work with a financial advisor to meet your retirement goals? That sort of thing. So, again, take a look at the whole picture. So call us anytime, 704-999-6646. Laura, to kind of talk more in detail about, you know, the refinancing process or what have you. Can you refinance any type of mortgage? Do we refinance any type of mortgage? Are there any restrictions on that? What do we look at like?
You know, there's definitely different parameters for different types of loans. That's probably the first thing we're going to bring up in the conversation. If you're a veteran, you've got a VA loan, there's a very different process for refinancing a VA loan. FHA, depending on when you did that loan. So just for those who don't know, FHA is a government-backed loan. A lot of people have done it. It's a very popular product, but that loan has changed over the years. So depending on how long ago you did it, it may benefit you. It may not benefit you to refinance an FHA loan. And it may cost you more money depending on when you originally did that loan to refinance it. That's something we need to look at, whether or not we have to redo the appraisal. And then conventional, again, just remembering that there are guidelines. If you're trying to do a cash out, they're going to limit you to how much you can do cash out. So there's a lot of little caveats to each mortgage program, again, which is why you need to talk to an expert to have that conversation before you let someone pull your credit and do an application.
Yeah, so let's get into some of these. So let's we kicked it off with VA, a veteran administration for eligible veterans that have a VA loan. So there's what's called a VA interest rate reduction loan. In the business, we kind of sum it down to a VA IRL is what we call it. What are some of the parameters of a VA IRL, a VA interest rate reduction loan? And how does, you know, a veteran who's got a current home mortgage through the VA take advantage of that type of program?
Well, you have to have someone who's versed with the VA, right? Because we've got to go through the process of vetting your certificate of eligibility and what you can and can't do with that existing loan. So I would say that is the first step.
Okay. So, yeah. And so obviously with that particular program, definitely give us a call and, you know, let's run through your eligibility. Typically, if you've got a current VA loan, you know, we're going to be able to you're going to qualify. And so, again, it's called the VA interest rate reduction loan, and it's really just that. It's really just taking your current interest rate and dropping it down to the current market rate if you are above the current market rate. There's some internal things that we look at to make sure that the VA will allow you to refinance. It has to be beneficial to you. So, which is a really good thing. You know, there's companies out there that certainly take advantage. You know, maybe you really don't, you know, or can't save money with a VA interest rate reduction loan, but they still try to push it to you so they can make some money and close a deal. The VA will actually restrict that and make sure it's beneficial for you. So there's a few hoops that we jump through internally to make sure it's actually beneficial for you. But the guidelines are really, really simple. Typically, there's no appraisal needed. Typically, there's no income documentation. It really is just taking your current loan and doing the interest rate reduction. And so it's a fantastic program. So if you are a veteran, want some information on how to decrease your interest rate to the market rate, save money in your monthly payment, save money over the life of the loan, definitely give us a call. Of course, we've got on the FHA side of things, Laura, we've got a similar program called an FHA Streamline Refinance. Tell us about that and what the parameters are of that.
You know, I mirror the FHA Streamline a little bit, just like the VA that we just talked about. Yep. If you're really just looking to do a rate reduction on your FHA loan, the process is really nice because you don't have to have an appraisal.
Which is, you know, savings of about $500.
Right. And headache and time waiting, right?
Right, for sure.
But the guidelines as far as credit go, income, they're all pretty much the same.
Right.
But less documentation. And it's going to depend on, you know, who did the original mortgage and when it was done on whether or not you can qualify for a streamline.
Okay. So, yeah. So, obviously, we're going to look at when you purchase the property or refinance it last, potentially, run the numbers. But, again, FHA, you know, government has – you know, restrictions to make sure that it's actually going to benefit the client. And again, we are thrilled that those stipulations are in place to avoid some of these predatory companies that are just refinancing loans that shouldn't be refinanced. Again, we're going to have those conversations up front and make sure it's going to be truly beneficial for you. But yeah, it's a pretty simple process. If you've got a higher than market rate, it's kind of like just an interest rate reduction loan, no appraisal, limited documentation to help save you money.
Right. And, you know, if you've done FHA and it's been years and years and years since you've done the FHA, we want to look at it just because you may now qualify for conventional.
Right, to eliminate maybe the FHA mortgage insurance.
And, there, you know, back in the day, there are people with FHA loans now that didn't have PMI. Maybe they've gotten into a situation where they're not paying the private mortgage insurance premium anymore, but with the new FHA guidelines, they would have to. So we need to look at both sides of the coin and, again, make sure that it would be beneficial for you to do that.
Right. So, again, it comes down to talking with an expert in the mortgage business who understands all the different mortgage products, the mortgage product types that are out there to find out what's going to be best for the client.
Exactly.
So so we talked about the FHA Streamline. Is there situations where and kind of the no appraisal, limited documentation, are there some opportunities or options for like a full FHA refinance?
Absolutely. You know, the situation we just talked a little while ago about with the elderly couple who was needing a refinance to do their floors. Mm-hmm. You know, with certain credit scores, it's going to benefit you to still stay in FHA if you're in FHA.
Right.
Because the rate and the premium for the private mortgage insurance, if you have to pay it, is still going to be lower.
Right. Lower than a conventional loan.
Exactly.
Right.
So again, even if you have to do what's called a full documentation FHA refinance, it can still benefit you long term with cash you're having to pay out per month or the money you're going to be able to get to redo whatever you need to redo in your home, consolidate debt. It's still a great program, even if you have to go full-blown FHA refinance.
Right. Okay, fantastic. So, talked about the USDA, the VA, the FHA, potential refinances, potential refinance programs that are out there. USDA, what do clients need to know about that? Obviously, we're in an area, in Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Lancaster, these areas, a lot of areas are USDA eligible. Probably got a lot of listeners that have a USDA loan. What are some of those options or refinance programs that the USDA has?
Well, again, USDA is a great program, right? When people originally get into USDA, it's because they needed 100% financing.
Right.
And because they didn't want to pay a really high premium on the private mortgage insurance every month.
Right. Substantially lower than FHA. Right.
Yeah, it's a really great program. Unfortunately, only geographical areas qualify for it. But if you are lucky enough to be able to qualify for a USDA and get into your house with little money out of pocket, fantastic. However, if you've been in that house for a while and with what rates have done, you definitely want to look at possibly refinancing.
Yeah.
Again, for a couple different reasons. Maybe you can lower your current rate on your current USDA, save money long term, maybe even lower the term of the loan. Maybe you qualify for a conventional.
Right.
Right. So USDA, just like FHA, you still have a monthly premium that you're having to pay outside of the actual mortgage payment.
Right.
I mean, it could be $30, $40, $50 a month, but you could cut that out altogether. So if you can lower your rate plus do away with that premium, which is really just money out of your pocket every month.
Right.
I mean, you win both ways. So it's definitely worth looking at, even if you've only been in the house for a year.
For sure. So on all three of those programs, FHA, VA, USDA, we've kind of talked about how maybe they've got some add-ons on the monthly payment. VA does not. They do have an upfront fee, right? Which can be waived if you have at least 10% service connected disability. VA is still, fantastic loan. But with some of those options that we discussed, maybe you've been in the house for a while, or home appreciation in this market is really, really high. So maybe you've now have, plenty of equity in your home. Maybe it's an opportunity to refinance into a conventional loan, eliminate the monthly mortgage insurance. So maybe we can lower your rate and eliminate the mortgage insurance, which is just going to be a huge savings, right? So tell us about, kind of run us through the experience of a conventional refinance, what that is, what those kind of loan parameters are.
Yeah. So with a conventional refinance, and keeping in mind when we first started, we talked about the difference between a cash out refinance and just a rate term refinance.
Right.
If you're trying to take equity out of your home to do other things, remodel, pay for your daughter's wedding, knock down some debt, you're going to be limited to 80% of the value of your home. So that's something a lot of people don't know.
So you've got to keep 20% equity right there. Okay.
Right. So that's what we have to look at up front. If it's a rate term, meaning you're just wanting to reduce the rate, maybe lower the term of your mortgage, we can do more than the 80%.
Right.
But we're going to want to look at, based on what you're trying to do, if that's going to be worth you doing, because at that point you are going to have to pay a private mortgage insurance premium.
Right. And there's so many different ways to structure that on a conventional loan. So on a rate term refinance, of course, we can go to at least 95%, which is typically going to be enough for everybody on a conventional loan. But once we're above that 80%, of course, there's different ways to structure the mortgage insurance, whereas FHA, USDA, it's set in stone. There's really no ways to do that. So there's lots of different ways we can look at structuring that conventional mortgage insurance to make sure that we're meeting what your financial goals are. Maybe it is payment right now. Maybe it's a situation where, some things have changed, income's been decreased or income's tight, you got some other debt. Every dollar does count, right? And so there's different ways to look at structuring that mortgage insurance to meet the goal of getting the absolute lowest payment possible. Maybe it's a 5-year plan, and we can look at structuring that that particular loan with the mortgage insurance differently. So there's lots of different ways we can look at structuring it. And it's hard to talk about, you know, right now over the radio because everyone's specific situation is going to be different. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be dependent upon what their goals are for their home and for the next, you know, year and 5 years and 10 years. And again, which is why we say call us and let's have that initial 10, 15 minute conversation. So give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. I'll take your call personally. We'll go through all the numbers. If you want to talk to Laura, she'll be available as well. You're probably thinking about you'd rather talk with her anyways. So she is available too. But seriously, do call us. And if you have any, you know, friends, family, neighbors that that you know may be struggling, maybe too much debt, maybe barely making ends meet, maybe they just lost a job. Definitely have them call us, 704-999-6646. So, Laura, kind of ran the gamut of refinancing. So kind of maybe kind of put a bow on it for us. You know, anything that we missed out, anything we didn't touch on that clients need to know when looking at potential refinances or just the general housing market in general?
Yeah, you know, and I know we didn't touch on this, but I want to touch on it for a second, is credit. Everything starts with your credit history and your credit score. And I feel like we get conversations from our referral partners, our real estate agents all the time, that people are putting off purchasing a home because they don't think their credit's good enough. Right. I feel like the same thing goes for refinancing. People are putting that off because they don't think they can qualify based on their credit over the last few years. That's where they definitely need to give us a call. We do in-house credit repair. We have the conversation. We're not going to charge you to have that conversation. It's right. A free service. And we have people that started out in an FHA loan, and we were able to refinance them into a conventional, and their credit score was below a 700.
Right.
It was in the low 600s. And they would have never thought that they could do that. And when they called us, maybe they started in the 500s. And within a month, we had them at a point that they could refinance into conventional.
Yeah.
So it's don't have this perspective in your mind that you can't do this. If you've been thinking about it, make the phone call. Of course, we want you to call us. Absolutely. But call somebody.
Right.
You know, don't let it eat at you. If there's something that needs to be done in your home, or you know that debt's taken over your life and you've got a house that you've been in for a while, even a year for that matter, like Brandon said, with the way that property's appraising right now, you've probably got more equity than you think you do.
Right, which is a big piece of the refinance process, right? Having mm-hmm. that, you know, equity to maybe look at some different refinance options.
Absolutely. So just be aware that we're not just here to get an application, get you to take that step to purchase or refinance. We truly want to help. And maybe that involves putting together a game plan for you. And that game plan might be 6 to 12 months, but you've got to start somewhere. And
right.
That's something that we can do, is we can have that conversation and get some realistic numbers and goals in place to help you do what you need to do.
Yeah. So I'll run everyone through that process real quick. So in that initial conversation, you know, again, that's just one of the many questions we're going to ask to make sure that we do what's best for you. So, hey, about what's your credit score? And you know, if it's not optimal, if it puts us in a situation where we can't save you money because the credit's too low or you don't credit qualify for the refinance, we're not just going to leave you out to dry and say, oh well, goodbye, like, you know, like the banks do. I'm going to provide a full credit analysis. I'm going to dig really deep into your credit report. Why your score's low? Where can we, you know, optimize your credit scores? And I'm going to put a full detailed analysis and game plan together for you. And then we're going to work with you, coach you up, and tell you exactly what you need to do and how to do it as well. So we can optimize your credit scores, not only for, you know, potential refinance to save you money every month over the life of your loan. But, you know, so many people are looking at credit scores now, employers, mm-hmm. You have, you know, insurance. So maybe, you know, we can help get you a better rate on your homeowner's insurance or your car insurance because your credit scores are improved. So credit scores do matter in today's environment. And so we want to help you optimize that again. We'll do a full analysis. Sometimes we're not even going to pull your credit to do that. I'll have you pull like your online credit report. There's tons of companies out there that do this for free that you can use. Most people have, you know, views of their credit report through different sites. And so, you know, we'll go over that, go through that, and we can put a game plan together through that. And whether we're working together or not, that's a free service that we provide. Just again, because we genuinely care about the well-being of the client. We want everyone to succeed financially, and that's just a value-added service that we provide for free.
Yeah, and keep in mind, when you're looking at your own credit report, your own credit score, what you're seeing is what they consider a consumer credit score. So you're not seeing what the banks see when they pull your credit for financing. So that's something that we can educate you on, because if you were to really go out there and get online and try to research credit, you're going to give yourself a headache.
Right.
There's, you know, 80 different types of credit score, FICO scores out there, and it's not necessarily what the banks are looking at to be able to give you financing.
And lot of general information. It's not specific to you, the individual. It's just a lot of general information, which ends up being inaccurate information.
Right. So we're going to be able to show you, you know, exactly what you need to do to increase your bank lending score, which is what the banks are looking at, even if it's not for a mortgage, for a car loan, or like Brandon said, homeowner's insurance. They're all looking at different analysis of your credit.
Right. So yeah, anything else?
No, I think we covered a lot.
We covered it. I think the bottom line is, right, call us. Let's have the initial conversation. You can do so anytime after the show, over the weekend, during the weekdays. We're available, 704-999-6646. That's my direct line, Brandon Kohlberg. I'm your host. You've been sharing the studio with Laura Leah. Laura, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Fantastic information, and we appreciate the job that you do on our team helping clients. So again, you've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Call us anytime after the show if you want to have a conversation about saving money. 704-999-6646. Thanks so much for listening. We will catch you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and DKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.